A very warm welcome to any visitors to our parish of St. Mary's who have joined us on this Thanksgiving Day weekend. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. In 1957, our nation's parliament decreed that the second Monday in October of every year to be a day of general thanksgiving to Almighty God for the bountiful harvest with which Canada has been blessed. The 60th anniversary of that act will fall on tomorrow, and we do well to be mindful of St. Paul's words in the second reading: "Have no anxiety, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God." The great apostle knew, as our forefathers in Parliament knew, that the duty of thankfulness is something we owe primarily to God, to our Heavenly Father, who blesses us day by day. And you will scour without success any current pronouncements by the Canadian government for thankfulness owed to God. That's been a trend not just with our current government, but for many years now. We are exhorted to be thankful in general, which is a very difficult thing. Thankfulness always requires someone to be thankful to. We can see this, the tragedy of a failure of thankfulness, in the tenets in today's gospel. Where do they go wrong? How do their hearts become so hardened that they do what they do? They treat the vineyard as if it is their own. They will not hand over its bounty to the servants of the landowner, not even to the landowner's son. The tenants have forgotten that they have received the vineyard. They have forgotten to whom the vineyard belongs. Our Lord is warning the chief priests and the elders of the people. They had received a vineyard from the Lord. To the Jewish people had been given the revelation of God's truth, the Ten Commandments, the ceremonies of right worship, the promise of a Messiah who would come and liberate them forever from their enemies. They were God's chosen people, his inheritance, his assembly. But all this favor which God had shown to the people of the Old Testament left their hearts hardened. They stopped listening to the prophets which God sent to them. They put those prophets to death. And now those chief priests and elders of the people are face to face with the Son of God. And instead of handing over to him what is his by right, they plan to destroy him. They even have some shadowy idea that Jesus is divine. And yet they are so attached to power, so envious of Jesus' popularity, that they are willing to put him, the innocent one, to death. This blindness, this hardness of heart, all comes, I believe, because they have failed to acknowledge that the blessings they have do not belong to them. They think they own the vineyard. They think they possess what is only a gift to them. And so the words our Lord speaks to them: "The kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit," should be a lesson to us all. If we fail in thankfulness to Almighty God, if we fail to acknowledge what we have is properly God's and not ours, then in God's eyes, we have no right to keep it. And so the best way to show our thankfulness to our Heavenly Father is to share our blessings with others. We feast on Thanksgiving. But to feast does not just mean to eat and drink more than usual. To feast means to share. And when we share the good things that have been given to us, We remind ourselves that what we share is God's and not ours. St. Basil the Great, a holy bishop who lived more than 1,600 years ago, says this to us: "The bread which you do not eat is the bread of the hungry. The garment hanging in your wardrobe is the garment of him who is naked. The shoes that you do not wear are the shoes of the one who is barefoot. The money that you keep locked away is the money of the poor. The acts of charity that you do not perform are so many injustices that you commit." Let us be truly thankful to God this Thanksgiving. Let us feast by sharing with others the gifts God has given to us, that we may celebrate this feast with a humble heart and an open heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.